Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump, jump.
Yes. Back from a holiday weekend. It's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. Mike Pete across the way. Bogus has got the double this morning as we roll right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. Taz, what's going on, brother?
Moose, we're back here, like you said, from Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, you and your family?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Nice.
How about yourself?
Outstanding. The actual event of Thanksgiving, besides my Bills winning, but earlier in the day, it wasn't great. In the morning, I should say. Woke up to no heat in the house.
Oh.
No hot water.
Oh.
Yeah. And
you get that rectified?
Yeah. On Thanksgiving morning, which was not easy and was not fun. We got a big house, but we have we have oil.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of people, they convert. So our block just got it recently where we can convert. So we haven't done it yet, like the area where we live. So anyway, it ends up being, long story long, we had no oil in the tank. And unbeknownst to us, you usually get deliveries. So you have oil or not?
They do not.
So
no,
way it works is you get the oil deliveries. But you know what I mean? It's just like you're on a plan. We're on a plan with a company. Dude, there was no, they skipped us, unbeknownst to me. I mean, I don't go down every day and check my oil tank to see how much oil I have
with a
dipstick. You know, I'm not like, hey, let me check it out here, honey. You know, I don't do that. You know, so it ended up, we almost blew out the furnace. We had no hot water. I'm not kidding, dude. It was freezing, as you know.
It was cold.
Oh, it was
cold
just,
and windy. When did you get the oil delivered?
The next day, but what happened was my buddy, actually Pete, you know Pete, A.C. Jones, you know him. He came
over.
Well,
I don't know him. Andrew knows him. But yes, I know by you referencing him, yes.
Yeah, we did a whole setup. Well, not we. He did a whole setup with diesel fuel in a bucket. Sounds crazy.
Right.
And that got the furnace going.
Okay.
And he ran like a copper plumbing
wow,
line.
On Thanksgiving morning he did this?
I swear to you, he did, dude.
Wow.
That's why he's the man. Thanksgiving morning, no lie. He's like, I got like 30 people coming to the house. That's right. I told my wife I got to come help you out. I'm like, oh, my God.
That's a nice job. That's a really nice job by him.
So he got the heat up and going the next morning. So I had basically a bowl of friggin' diesel fuel in my basement, in my boiler room, which is not flammable. I didn't realize that, by the way. So you could like throw a match on diesel and it doesn't burn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not like gasoline. So anyway, then the next day they bought the oil and that's my story.
You got it all set. Jeez, that's a long Thanksgiving morning.
I couldn't wait to tell you.
Well, that is
segment one right out of the box.
Well, there you go. Very nice.
Anybody with oil knows that sometimes it's a hassle. That's why Conversion Jones. It's expensive though. When you convert off, when you got your house, you already had the.
I already had the gas.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I did not have to convert it over.
Like, yeah,
we've had other issues at the house. Thank God we didn't have to do that.
Oh yeah, when your roof is falling down.
Right, we've had many of an issue. That was not on the to-do list to convert it over to gas. But
well, what a hassle!
Thank God you weren't hosting.
Well, you're right. We weren't, but we had to shower before we left for Thanksgiving.
Nice cold shower.
My wife said, "I just want to take a hot shower." I go, "I know." I know. We're working on it.
It's not going to happen.
Just want to take a hot shot. I go, I know.
When did Pete get over there? When did everything?
He came over, no lie, like probably 8:30 in the morning. I contacted the gimmick place, and they were.
The oil place?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word. Right. Then they came over. Okay. But then I didn't want that guy coming in because I wanted Pete to do the work. So I shoo that guy away.
Well, why couldn't the guy just deliver oil?
It's not that simple, dude.
Oh.
That's what I thought, but. You pay, that aggravates me because you're right, but I'm letting you know it's ridiculous. You pay for oil. I'm with this company for years.
Yeah.
Okay. And we pay our bills on time. You know, we don't play games. You know what I mean? And if you want oil delivered, they will not deliver it. They need like a day or two. They can't just send a truck. And I'm like, really? So they send a guy with two buckets to pour into your gimmick. Like, it's like two, I don't know what size, probably seven, probably 4 or 5 gallons of oil.
Yes.
To get you rolling, okay? And, but the thing was, it was the furnace. There was a problem also with the furnace because when the thing ran dry.
It ran dry. It
yeah,
burned it out a little
no,
bit?
No, it didn't burn it out. Yeah, right, almost. Like, it didn't burn it out, but it I don't know the, I don't know much about furnaces, just like
okay.
you don't. So there was a little bit of a minor issue that that the company fixed the next day when they came with the oil. They did the right thing the next day. They brought the oil. Then there was, before that, though, dude, being that we're into this conversation, big fight on the phone. Me, Pete, and the oil company, speakerphone, not speakerphone Jones, on the speakerphone on the iPhone, with the next time I called, the few minutes later, I called, I shoot a guy away, then I call back again for the oil. Because Pete says, dude, you need oil. So just like you said, Moose, I call the company and I get this guy, Vin, on the phone. And he's like, sir, you have oil. And I'm like, sir. And then Pete hears that. He goes, he does not have oil. And now there's like this argument with Vin, who's a kid who sounds like he's on break from college, who has never worked with an oil tank or a furnace or anything, arguing with a guy like Pete, who's a 30-year pro at this, who owns a business. Now there's this argument, dude. And I'm just sitting there holding my phone like this as they're fighting back and forth.
And this is Thanksgiving morning.
This is Thanksgiving morning. This is around this part's around 9:40 a.m. Oh yeah, as my wife's upstairs, going, I just want to take a shower.
Wait, but so go, Pete came and then left?
No, Pete stayed. The guy came from the gimmick company. I sent
so
him
you
away.
And Pete were on the same phone.
My phone. Yeah, yeah. He was in my basement. So,
I got you.
In the boiler room. So I called.
So you're talking to this guy.
Right,
and
right,
you
right.
And him are both on the speaker.
I put him on speaker.
Talking to Vin, the oil guy.
Who's acting like a douche.
Right. Yeah, who's basically saying you have oil, and Pete's telling you that you don't have oil.
Right. And the guy's like, you have oil because you got it. My calculations show you got a delivery 2 weeks. And then Pete was like, Pete's very short on patience. He's like, I don't care about the calculations. Nobody is. I'm doing this. And he just starts going crazy, bro. It was a whole ordeal. So,
jeez.
And I was hoping that as soon as we started, you were going to say, Taz, how was your Thanksgiving? You didn't. So I had to organically get into the conversation because I was waiting for 3 days to talk to you about this.
I got you. Well, you got it. Well, you got into it. I thought I did ask you how your Thanksgiving.
No, you didn't. But that's
I
okay.
Said,
I don't.
How you doing, Taz? No, Thanksgiving's went well. I thought I did
how
ask.
You doing,
but anyway.
Taz?
Anyway,
no, I'm just. I wanted to talk to you because it's therapeutic for me talking to you. So about this
I got
kind of
you.
Stuff,
well, right? I'm glad. I'm glad everything got rectified. That is a hell of a kickoff to your for your holiday. Nice 4 day break for yourself.
Yeah, I just figured.
That's a tough one. When did the oil finally get delivered?
The day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, Friday. Okay.
And then if I could just cap this conversation. Yesterday, I'm watching this great game with the 49ers and the Ravens, which I'm sure we'll talk about. And then at the second quarter, my wife goes, cold in here. I go, yeah, it is kind of cold in the house. She looks at the thermostat. It's 63 degrees in the house. Right? And the heat's set on 70. We touched the gimmick board, no heat. I'm back in the boiler room. This is yesterday. I'm like, what's going on?
Well, you have no idea what's going on.
No, and then I check it all out, and was that our hot water heater was turned up too much or boiled, whatever. We're fine.
All
I
right.
just wanted to cap it off with that part.
There you go. Very nice.
Well, that's
a long few days for yourself.
I just want you and everybody to know, not every day is a holiday for me. You know, not every day. Most days are good for me, but... You know, not every day's a holiday, Moose.
I got
you. Not every day.
Well, you connected with us all, Taz.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, it's a Monday morning. I wanted people to understand what's going on.
Sure.
People can relate. Apparently, there was a lot of people with no heat last Thanksgiving and this Thanksgiving that have oil that were having all these. The first lady I called gave me this whole diatribe about it. It's like 7:15 in the morning. I'm like, lady, I'm usually on the radio speaking nationally about sports with Mark Lucas, okay? I want to sleep a little bit, and I can't because I don't have heat. I don't care about what happened with people last Thanksgiving or this Thanksgiving. I care about my house, and my wife wants to take a hot shower. So that's really...
Well, I'm glad everything got worked out, though.
Yeah.
Everything's all good now.
We're good now, buddy.
That is a long Thanksgiving.
This is how it goes.
That's tough. Whenever you can't take a hot shower and you're looking to take a hot shower, that's brutal.
How was your Thanksgiving morning? Good?
Yeah, everything was good. I mean, honestly, rosy as compared to you. We had the gas worked, the furnace worked, the
you
hot
had
water worked, had heat. Yeah, not a problem whatsoever. The kids enjoyed watching the parade. Made some stuffed mushrooms and some mac and cheese. My wife got a bike ride in, so it was a good Thanksgiving morning.
The parade. You know what my parade was? Looking at my furnace and my oil tank.
No,
that was my parade.
I'm familiar, but we also have young kids. I mean, your son's in college.
He was sleeping.
So
this whole thing,
you know,
he slept.
He's not sitting there watching, waiting for Santa Claus to arrive.
Then he wakes up. He's like, "What's going on?" I'm like, dude, we had no heat. He goes, "Really?"
Parade was great, though.
What was it?
Parade was great.
Was it?
Yeah,
anything special happened? I missed the whole thing.
No, you have all the balloons and stuff like that.
No incidents? Nothing?
No incidents. But it was a fun, it's a good parade. I like it. I think it's kind of a rite of passage when you think about the holidays.
But they do it by Macy's again?
Thanksgiving parade. Of course. Yes, you know it's by Macy's. Come on. You have Santa, you have all the floats, you have all the balloons.
It's the same thing all the time, dude.
It
gets a little monotonous.
I love it. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic.
You don't skip a year sometimes?
No.
We did that one year with my son when he was little. We're not watching this year.
It's always on every morning, every Thanksgiving morning.
Well, we skip one year to make my son like it more the next year.
I got you.
You
got
to do that sometimes when they're little. You got to pull it away from them.
Yeah, and then to make them appreciate it a little bit more.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder, as the cliche goes. You know what I mean? No, son, there's no Thanksgiving, and there's no parade this year. Why? Next year.
And the Thanksgiving meal was fantastic.
Oh.
Took a little nap on my sister-in-law's couch. Was great in between dinner and dessert.
Did you watch the Bills game?
Yeah, I had the Bills game on. I did bother my wife a little bit. Bills game was, I mean, the Buffalo played
it.
Very, of course you I did. You're a Bills fan. I would hope you would love it. It would be strange if you didn't love it. They won the game.
It's great.
Thanksgiving was, the turkey was great. The stuffing was very, very good. The meal was delicious. I had my little banana cream pie.
I had a little bit of that too.
It was nice.
Looking aside, I had a little banana cream pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we had the good turkey. We had the, my brother-in-law went crazy. This is what he did. He fried turkey legs. He didn't fry the actual turkey.
Okay.
He just did the legs. And I talked to him about that, about you. Your name came up at the table.
Okay.
And I said, what do you do when you fry the turkey? What do you do with the oil?
Yes, what does he do
with the moose wants to know.
Yeah, I did want to
know.
And
is everybody at the table listening? And he says to me, he goes, I'll talk to you later. And that was all he said. And then he didn't get back to me later on.
Oh, so you didn't find out.
He didn't want to make a big deal. He's a very low-key guy.
I don't care how low-key he is. You didn't find me an answer.
Well, it's to be continued. That's the way he is.
You're never going
to
find out that.
No, I'll see the guy all the time. I'll find out.
You're never going to circle back to that.
I will.
The next time you see him, the last thing you're going to think about is, what do you do with the oil from the fried turkey?
Believe it or not, I might.
That's not true.
When we're sitting around smoking cigars, there's not a lot to talk about.
That's not true.
Dude, he's a Yankee fan. So that's all he cares about, the Yankees.
I'm not going to be waiting on the edge of my seat for that. Answer. You had the opportunity. Why wouldn't he just give you the answer then?
Dude, I brought it up because he's a very low-key guy.
All he has to do is say, I drain it into a big bucket and then bring it to like the refiner or the dump.
Well, then it, the dump. Then it got into my other brother-in-law going through the whole thing. My other brother-in-law, he's dropping Jones, you know? So he goes, he's got it. He's like, oh, I want to do that in the summer. I want to fry a turkey. I have everybody over the house and we're going to pool. I'm like, let me get this straight. You're going to fry a turkey in August, and then we're all going to go to the pool.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, this is my other brother-in-law.
Yeah,
he's like,
that's
I
want to
get
work.
A fryer. He wants to buy a fryer. So my brother-in-law, who's the legitimate cook, is like, well, it's not that simple. I mean, you know, you don't want to do that in the summer. It's a little disgusting. It's a little hot. So you sparked the whole conversation, but he didn't want to get into the whole oil conversation. But he did fry the drumsticks, and people
I'm sure
like,
they were delicious.
I'm not a big drumstick guy. I don't like the dark meat. Did you have the drumsticks? Like the drumsticks?
I did not, but I would try a fried drumstick.
Yeah.
I just had the breast.
Yeah. That's what I did. I did a little ham. I did stuffing. I did a little. You ever had this potato stuffing? I did a little of that.
Potato stuffing.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some kind of. They put some. My sister-in-law did it. It was delicious. I don't know what they're.
Okay.
Stuffing with some potatoes and like mashed in it.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really, man.
Really
good.
I did not try that.
Did a little mash, a little gravy, and then sweet potatoes with the marshmallows. Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
we had the sweet potato pie, which was delicious.
Yeah.
I made macaroni and cheese, which was off the charts.
Nice.
Stuffed mushrooms, which I made, was great.
Yes.
We had the turkey, the gravy, the stuffing.
Yeah.
Some carrots, some string beans. It was delicious.
You do the almond string beans?
That was red. No, we did not do string beans almondine.
That's it.
No, we did not do almondine.
Yeah, we
no.
had that. Yeah.
But those are very good. No, we
you
just
like
had. No, yeah. yeah, those are delicious.
I know they are good.
But
they have a lovely roast duck.
Yeah. After that, I was ready. I took a nice hearty nap on the couch while I was watching the game.
Well, you
just
carved up,
right
bro.
Out.
You carved up.
Just passed right out, snoring on the couch.
Again. Mark Malusis.
Another year.
Another year of snoring on my sister-in-law's couch to where my wife.
Embarrassed.
My wife poked me and said, please, can you stop?
You're drooling, Mark.
And no, it was just, it was right in the, because the couch is right near the dining room. So it's like you can't avoid it.
And you need a food, too, if you need to get up and eat something while you're
sleeping.
Well,
yeah, and then I'm sitting there, my feet are up on the couch, shoes off.
Oh, my God. This is her sister?
Yes, her sister. Passed nice. Out on the couch. my kids are running in. Daddy's snoring.
Where's her
but
husband?
It was nothing.
Does her husband get annoyed with you? Because she's like,
no.
You're acting like it's your house.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't get bothered.
Does he kick your feet off the table while you're sleeping?
No, he's got a new couch. As long as you don't bring any wine or beer or soda,
he's
no
good.
Kids are bleeding on the couch, then he's all good. Doesn't mind if you're not snoring as long as nobody's drawing blood.
I respect that. I have a new couch, too, so I'm with
him. As long as kids are not running around and nobody cuts themselves and then all of a sudden there's blood all over the place, we're all good.
Dropping Italian cookies in between the cushions.
That's okay. That can be picked up with a vacuum. I'd say okay.
A little recap on Thanksgiving for you people.
There you go. Very nice.
All right. That's it.
We got a lot of football to get into.
Yeah.
As we have a new number one in the AFC. We'll get into that after what was a very, very good Week 13 Sunday that was in the NFL. It's Taz and the Moose here on this Monday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Also, Doing More is brought to you by the Home Depot. Visit homedepot.com for details on flooring, appliances, and bathroom home improvements. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Let's take a player who's doing more for his team. How about Luka Doncic? He scored 21 of his 27 points in the second half to lead the Mavericks to a 114-100 victory over the Lakers in Los Angeles. He also dished out 10 assists and hauled down 9 rebounds. So a triple-double, just one rebound short of a triple-double for Luka Doncic, the star for the Mavericks with a victory over the Lakers out there in L.A. Certainly a player that is doing more. Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning after a long holiday Thanksgiving weekend. There's plenty of football to get into over the course of the morning, Taz. We've got Bogish in the house for the first time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Moose, Taz Moose.
Was your Thanksgiving uneventful as compared to my co-host, Taz, who I woke up with no hot water, no heat on Thanksgiving morning?
Yes, uneventful. No calamities. No
you heard the story, right?
Unfortunately, I did not. I have a little extra work today, so I can't pay attention like I normally
would. I'll
do
it again right now. So this is what happened. No, I'm kidding.
I'll listen to the podcast like usual on my way home today in the car.
Let's roll through it again.
No, it involved your friend Pete. Pete ACP.
Okay.
He came over with some diesel fuel.
Came to rescue.
To get you going.
Surprised.
Yeah, he came over. No, I'm not kidding. On Thanksgiving morning, 9 a.m. Jones, boom, 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 and got to a fight with the oil company on speakerphone with me. Yeah.
Okay.
My back.
And that's a big tip.
Yeah. And we brought you up. Name, I didn't say that, Moose, earlier. I mentioned you. He goes, oh, yeah, I know the guy. He goes, he didn't pay me yet. I go, well, I'll talk to him.
That's not true.
Well, I don't know. He felt like he didn't pay up yet.
That's not true at all.
You believe this, Moose? The guy's not paying his bills?
I can show you the canceled check I gave him.
I think Andrew paid him.
You think so?
I think Andrew paid him.
Oh, not you. It's my other friend.
Yeah.
So my bad.
Thank you.
So I got a lot of friends. Sorry. Sorry about that.
I do believe Andrew. I don't want to
deadbeat Andrew.
In fact,
I don't want to pay
Bogus
as a deadbeat on national radio. That's not paying his bills.
I gave him money when he wasn't asking for it. Because technically the job's not done yet. Like, we have a whole other plan B going on in the spring.
But for you, Taz, that's big money for him to come out there. That's a huge tip. That's not like a Taz autograph. Hey, thanks for coming out.
I gave him a Taz show hat.
That does not work. That's
adjustable.
Big, no, that's a big money. That's gotta be $300-$400 tip.
No, bro, he's my Goomba. He's my friend.
On Thanksgiving morning.
Oh,
that's all right. We give him a little bowl of stuffing.
No,
here you go.
Come watch the show one morning. That's his tip.
To steal a line from We Over, that's big money, Jones.
Oh, wow.
That is huge tip right
Studio
there.
Studio visit city.
Yeah,
that's cha-ching.
Well, listen.
Buck.
He's my friend.
That's a little bit of a down payment to a summer home.
Not everybody is looking to, you know, to gut you financially.
It's time for a new deck, honey. Yeah. Everyone else says.
Yes. Where are you going?
Staying colors.
You wanted that deck? Here we go.
And then I'll get him for a pool house, too, on that one. Yeah, no,
Money bags just called. No heat. It is our lucky day. Maybe the holidays have come early.
Maybe that's why he ran out of the house on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Play the music. Silver and gold, silver and gold. Tess has no heat at his home. And here I come to cash in with a bucket of diesel fuel.
He didn't imply.
It should not be implied. That should be just basically. This is Thanksgiving morning. He's coming out to help you out.
I know that we have an issue with the heat and the oil, and I have not one but two guys that come to the house.
Well, I'm talking about this guy. He's got to cash in.
I got a lot of issues. Money ain't one of them. You know
I
that.
Understand I'm not, that. I mean, well, I'm just I understand. Gonna, well, just pay I'm saying the guy, that's got to be. I'm whatever not going to ask costs. You a That's going to be.
Peanuts. Well, whatever it is.
That's got to be a big chunk of change right there.
Yeah. I mean, but it is. You got to have hot water. You know, you got to have heat. And you know what? I got the best guys. And if you know what? They bang you over the head because
Pete
it is
right
Thanksgiving.
Now is on the Delta site.
Yeah.
Money!
He's on the Delta site.
He's like
the holidays came early. I thought Bogus was an easy mark. Look at this.
No, he's my friend. All kidding aside, I mean, I understand I'm the brunt of the joke. That's normally what happens on the show.
No, it's not the brunt of the joke. I'm just asking you that.
But here's the thing. If you
greased his palm on the way out.
No. I said, Pete, what do I owe you?
No.
Now you're going to tell me I didn't say that. I'm telling you the truth, Moose. I swear to you. And he told me what I owed him. He said, just give me this. And then I cut him a check because I don't run around with cash.
And you'd be a little
bit. You just open the vault and let him walk in and grab stacks of hundies?
Yeah, shocked. We'd be shocked how much he charged me.
Well,
shocked.
You'd have to add a little bit more to it.
I didn't.
Just for Thanksgiving morning.
No. The next day. No, I get him customers like Andrew. Those are the marks.
No, he comes. Yeah, that's exactly right. He comes out on Thanksgiving morning. You don't add a little bit more as a thank you to get.
This is the battle, though, Moose. Like he's doing it for himself. Whatever Taz gives him is basically profit. I never know how to tip guys like that because it's just them.
That's not true. No. But this is not. This is it, the point. Being is. It's on a holiday morning. This is not a Tuesday or a Monday afternoon.
No, when he says you owe me $250, I think you're supposed to assume that the $250 counts for Thanksgiving morning.
I don't know about that. You think that's right? $250?
He tells you. Surcharges in there.
It wasn't $500. But here's the thing. But you don't understand.
Diesel prices have gone up.
Oil, huh?
He got me 4 gallons of diesel fuel, dude. It's not like it's $6,000.
He had to go take a ride to the gas station.
He actually did.
He
goes, do you have a bucket? I go, no, I got a pot to make pasta in.
He provided the bucket, the hose. He got the furnace up and running again. Got new heat and hot water. That's a nice tip.
But you need to understand. This is what you don't get, Moose.
Yeah.
When he can go tell the other people in different communities.
Oh, here we go. The name value.
That's what I'm saying.
So what do you think? He's walking around with an autographed picture of you around
his
neck?
No, I saw his van. He's got a smiling Taz face on the Taz.
Taz's, man. Yeah. I went there.
Like a sandwich
that's
board?
A selling
there's
point.
Angie's list and there's Taz's list.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. I thought you'd take care of him.
No, because then the next morning he texts me. He goes, how are we looking?
You're that kind of guy. You're an old school Italian kind of guy. I thought you'd take care of him.
Dude, I offer him a
morning.
Cup of coffee. What do you want me to do?
That doesn't. A cup of Folgers crystals? That doesn't do
it. It's tough. It's the holiday season. I'm not sure what my 2020 is. So here's the thing, right? So here's the thing. I said to him, I go, Pete, what do I owe you? He said, just give me this. I go, all right. And I gave him that. And then the next day he texts me. He's one of these guys. He goes, how are we looking? Like he doesn't say, how's it going? Is there any problems? How we looking? I love that. How we looking?
Yeah.
And I said, well, good, bro. I got your bucket over here. The guy left the diesel bucket. He cleaned it out for you. He didn't reply to that. Maybe he's pissed about the money. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Well, now you make me feel like a cheapskate, Moose. No, you know I'm not.
I thought, no, I know you're not. That's why I was a little surprised. I'll be honest with you. I was a little surprised. I thought you'd go a little bit above the number he gave you just because he came out on Thanksgiving morning.
Yeah.
He's hosting it at his house.
You know, I should have.
I thought that was a case where you'd go above and beyond. It didn't have to be a huge tip, just a little bit of a tip.
There was no tip,
you know, to grease the palm, a little bit of cash.
But to Andrew's point, he owns the company, so it's
awkward. It's just a matter of Thanksgiving morning.
100% profit Jones.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving morning.
Right, you know, so no overhead. You know?
I mean, I understand. It's Thanksgiving morning.
And here's, I know you're right. But
you know what I'm saying.
Take some yams with you.
You're an old school guy. You know what I'm saying.
I am, and I do know what you're saying. And I quasi agree.
I'm not speaking out of turn.
But I got in defense to me.
It's not a Sunday.
I have one defense. No coffee. I had no coffee in me. It was early. I was woken up by my wife frantic.
I'll give you a little bit. I'll let it go.
And
for today.
And I just got done fighting on the phone with him and Vin.
He also hopped on the phone with you and Vin and the oil guy.
He went off on that guy, Vin.
He had your back.
Andrew, you got to listen to the podcast later when you're sitting around with your friends on this show.
The HVAC guy might be your greatest tag team partner ever.
Well,
yeah, let's not get crazy.
I don't know.
I want more coffee.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Listen, the thing is this.
The coffee was not brewing that. When do you have coffee? 10:30, 11?
No. We don't.
8:30 in the morning.
No, you don't understand because you're not paying attention to the story.
I was paying attention.
Okay, I literally jumped out of bed, went, did number one, brushed my teeth, and then got hit. And usually have my coffee then. And my wife's hit me with all this stuff. Now I'm calling people. I'm locked in. Because we were under a pressure cooker because we got to.
Now, do you have an old school coffee maker drip?
No. We go.
You have Keurig?
Keurig is easy,
though. That takes like 30 seconds.
My wife made me a big vat of it, but I was down in the boiler. She goes, your coffee's down here.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm on the phone with this freaking guy, Vin. Hold on.
Coffee.
So that's what happened. That's the kind of stuff
that was
going on.
I apologize.
So the coffee was made.
I didn't realize you were three levels down.
I was. Well, yeah, I had to take the elevator back up there to get the coffee.
Right.
She was
going
to
put overalls. Yeah.
Right. My
grease on his face.
She was going to set it down through the dolly system, but the dolly system. Because the dolly system works off the oil, so that wasn't working.
Right.
Yeah, so that's the problem.
I was just surprised. I'll speak up for him. He's not going to say anything to you.
Who's him?
Your HVAC guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to speak up for Pete, the HVAC guy.
Yeah.
Greasing of the palm would have been nice on Thanksgiving.
What's the matter with Pete Pilotti?
You give him a check, and then you give him a little cash.
I should have.
I think I'm right on that.
Why do you make that face? Pete, you're right, Pete?
I don't know. I'm not staring at Pilotti.
I stare right at him.
I know
show.
You're because he's your hype man.
That's a new one.
Bogus, what's going on,
that's a
brother?
Hey guys,
that's a good one.
So they were down 21-3, then 28-9. The Patriots finally losing in Houston last night, 28-22. Tom Brady got them close with two late touchdowns.
We got a good team on the road, and when you don't play good, you don't win. So we didn't deserve it.
Not to nitpick, but it's when you don't play well, Tom. Texans QB Deshaun Watson threw for three scores, caught one from receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
He was acting like such a little B-word. Yeah, like during that game, oh my God, it was so epic. Watching him whine and he wanted to slam his helmet. And he's cutting a promo on one of the receivers. Oh, God.
Complain, yeah.
Dude, you see him? Oh my God,
I know.
That's awesome.
He was frustrated last night.
Yeah, and all of that in just their second loss of the season, which drops them out of the top spot in the AFC, replaced by the Ravens.
Snap is good. Kick on the way. It is long enough. And the kick is good. The time has come off the clock. The Hayes in the barn. And the Ravens take down the 49ers.
20-17 on Justin Tucker's 49-yarder. Called by Jerry Sandusky on Ravens radio. Running back Mark Ingram, not surprised at all that Tucker came through.
I know he going to be money with it. I know he going to be money. I know he going to come through. That's what he does. You know, best ever to do it. Automatic. Automat Tuck.
Your thoughts? Baltimore has won 8 in a row. The Chiefs handled the Raiders at Arrowhead 49. The Rams routed the Cardinals 34-7 with Jared Goff throwing for 424 and two scores. The Titans rallied past the Colts in Indy 31-17. And the Bengals got their first win 22-6 over the Jets. Washington beat Carolina 29-21. That was the icing on arguably the greatest Sunday in recent memory for Moose. It began with Greg Schiano making his return to Rutgers football.
That's right.
A week after hearts were broken when told talks had fallen apart.
It was the greatest Sunday ever.
I mean, it's just amazing.
It's just
you had heat and too, right? No electrical fires.
Oh, no issues, no. No electrical fires, right? No issues,
looking
right?
Up for Moose.
It starts 12:30.
The attic didn't fall down?
No, 12:30 Eastern time, you're right. 12:30 a.m. Sunday morning, the announcement comes out. Shiano's returning.
Was it PM?
No, it was overnight.
I was sleeping, Moose. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention to the Rutgers
just,
news.
Well, just
at
listen,
1 o'clock
I
in the morning.
Understand.
Sorry.
Well, it happened after midnight,
all right.
Saturday night, Sunday morning, that the deal got done. He's officially returning. 8 years, $4.7 million a year.
Good for him. Oof. Did you talk to him?
I did not, no.
Did you chip in to $4.7 million per year?
I did not, no.
I got seven.
Is
I think there's some guys in the media that deserve a cut of that after the outrage of this past week.
I wonder if his son's going to transfer now out of Bucknell. To
no,
Rutgers.
I think he's done. He's a senior.
Oh, he graduated?
Yeah, that was it.
That's right. That's what we talked about. Yeah. I knew he was a little bit older. Wow. Isn't that something?
The news not so good elsewhere. Charlie Strong at South Florida, BC, Steve Adazio, and Matt Luke at Ole Miss all fired yesterday. In the NBA, the Clippers smacked the Wizards 150-125. The Warriors fell in Orlando 196, and the Raptors took care of the Jazz 131-110. 21 points and 11 assists for Fred VanVleet. College Hoops number 22, Villanova, held off LaSalle 83-72. And on ice, the Oilers won in Vancouver 3-2. The Bruins beat the Canadiens 3-1. Montreal on an 8-game skid. Guys?
All right. Thank you, Andy.
We'll see you later. We're going to miss you. All right. Bye-bye.
A waving of the hand. He's got other responsibilities.
Oh, I know. He's so such a busy man. He's so important.
He is. This morning he is.
So what?
A little double duty.
We're busy too, Moose. Not just several of these other people.
No one's saying we're not busy. You know, we'll get into the new number one atop the AFC. The statement by the Ravens, the lackluster performance by the Pats in the Sunday night affair against the Texans. A lot to get into. We're just getting going here on this Monday morning. It's Taz of the Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio.
I love football.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. To Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day.
Sorry about that. I dropped my wallet. That noise.
Yes, you're very wealthy. New number one atop the AFC, Taz, as the Baltimore Ravens beat the San Francisco 49ers yesterday down in Baltimore in a rain-drenched game. And then you have the Patriots last night, you know, falling behind at one point in time, 21-3 to the Houston Texans in the Sunday night affair before that ends up being a game that, you know, looks a lot closer than really what it was, a 28-22 final Houston's way as the Patriots scored two touchdowns with under 4 minutes to go in regulation. James White, 11-yard pass from Brady, and a 20-yard reception from Tom Brady to Julian Edelman with under a minute to go in regulation to make it a 28-22 final. But that game was decided well before then. 21-3, they led 28-9 at one point in time as well. As the Texans, as some of those defensive players showed up in SWAT uniforms and all, before the game, as you saw that get tweeted out before the Sunday night affair, they come away with the victory. And with that, with those two results, we now have a new number one atop the AFC, where the Baltimore Ravens, because of their victory over the Pats in the Sunday night game a few weeks ago and their dominant victory, they are now the top dog and the number one seed in the AFC and in the driver's seat for home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs.
It's awesome. It's awesome. I think it's great. I mean, me personally, that's an agenda-filled Taz right there. I'm just happy that it's not the Patriots. And I think a lot of people are probably happy because it's just been the same old song and dance. And now that's changing. And this Ravens team, unless you're a fan of a team in that AFC North, I mean, you're not singing the praise of how great it is watching Lamar Jackson and watching Ingram and watching this defense if you're a Browns fan or a Bengals fan or a Steelers fan. But if you're a football fan and just watching what these guys are doing and how excellent this team is and how fun they're to watch. And that game yesterday, by the way, with the 49ers, that 49ers team is excellent. And they're as advertised. it was a fun game. And then the weather stunk for those guys playing in that. But as a fan watching at home, it was a lot of fun watching these two teams. You know, one stud-loaded team from the NFC, one stud-loaded team from the AFC have at it. It was a Super Bowl preview. And it was a lot of fun to watch. But as far as the AFC and having a new number one, I'm happy. I'm really happy about it. And you can't dispute it, Moose. We've talked about this Ravens team a whole bunch. They're great.
Yeah, they've won 8 in a row. It was a very, very, you know, fun, hard-hitting defensive battle in their 20-17 victory over the 49ers yesterday. The 49ers did not embarrass themselves in any way, shape, or form. Kyle Shanahan said as much after the game. If you listen to his post-game presser, he said he was proud of his team in all three phases. They go for it on 4th-and-1 with under 6 minutes to go in regulation. Ball gets bad down at the line of scrimmage. The Ravens take over just right around midfield, maybe around the 45-yard line, 40-yard line of the Baltimore, of their own 45 or 40-yard line, something. But right around midfield, they take over and they're able to get into field goal range at that point, Taz, and Tucker hits the field goal to end the game. And that is really, honestly, you look at it from a Raven perspective, a hell of a win. They've won 8 in a row. They've won in different styles and fashion. They obliterated the Rams. They obliterated the Texans. They obliterated the Bengals. Statement game against the Patriots. Statement game against the Seahawks. And then a really kind of a statement game yesterday because, you know, Lamar Jackson wasn't brilliant, but he was good enough.
Right,
and
right.
The defense was good enough. And
right.
They won a different style of game than they had previously 3 weeks, which were all daylight victories. And that's what you want to see. You want to see the mental toughness of a team. Certainly, that's what I like to see because, you know, when things are going well, it's easy. Football looks easy. Like that game against the Rams. I mean, they made that game look like an absolute laugher, and it was easy. Whatever they wanted to do was successful. Well, yesterday, whatever they wanted to do was not successful, but they found a way to grind out a victory, and that's what you like to see. That's what quality teams and really good and championship caliber teams are able to do. And right now, it feels like the Ravens don't know how to lose as they've won 8 in a row.
Yeah, no, they are, as the cliche goes, cooking on all cylinders. And in this game, I mean, this was like, if you look at it, like, there wasn't a lot of passing yards, wasn't a lot of passing. The weather was horrible, so you had to run the ball. Both these teams run the bell awesomely. You know, both quarterbacks were efficient. So Jimmy G was 15-21, 165 yards. Lamar Jackson was 14-23, 105 yards. Both guys, no interceptions. Both guys, one touchdown each. But yet, running the ball, you know, both teams ran the ball well and both have excellent defenses. So it was a battle, and it came down to Tucker's field goal, which the guys, like, can't miss Jones. So, I mean, it really was a fun game and watching these two teams and have at it. And it's refreshing to see what's going on here in the NFL. Like, these ultra-athletic quarterbacks that are dual threats and as far as throwing and running. Like we saw last night with Houston, you know, it's tough for a great defensive mind like Belichick to deal with that. We saw Belichick have the same issue with Lamar Jackson with the Ravens. You know, these type of quarterbacks that throw the ball really well and run the ball really well and have running backs that can run the ball well with strong defenses, good luck. Good luck beating them. It's tough.
Especially when you're able to run it as well as the Baltimore Ravens are able to run it. Mostert had a great game for the San Francisco 49ers.
He might be the
running back moving forward here for Kyle Shanahan as they like to rotate guys in that at that tailback position. But he was very, very good. And it's one of those games you come out of it. And the positive feel you have about both teams going in, you have the same positive feel coming out. As Shanahan mentioned, you know, maybe they'll get an opportunity to play the Baltimore Ravens again. And when would they play them again? They'd play them again in the Super Bowl, should those two teams get through the NFC and the AFC respectively. And maybe we will see a rematch of this game, Taz, in the Super Bowl. If we do, you know, hopefully weather is not an issue down there in South Florida. And we get just as good of a nasty, hard-hitting game that we got yesterday afternoon because I feel just as good about the 49ers even after a loss as I do with about the Ravens coming off a win.
That's a great point. And I had the same observation more or less because I think I know what you're saying there. When you watch the game, the whole game, and the way it ended with the field goal and as it's about to end and once it ended, it didn't feel like it was over. I didn't feel like the 49ers should be down on themselves, and they weren't, and they shouldn't have been, because they battled hard. It was just a good fist fight throughout the whole game. I felt like the game ended too fast for my liking. I wanted to keep going. This was one of the better games this year. I got to be honest.
I loved it. I mean, it was good. It wasn't as high scoring. I think the weather probably played a little bit of a factor. Both defenses certainly
couldn't really throw the ball.
Really throw it. I mean, at some points of time, it was. I mean, the rain was. It was torrential.
Yeah.
So you know that certainly affected what teams could do offensively, but. It was entertaining nonetheless, and I think the weather kind of added to it, too.
Because
it was a nasty, hard-hitting, smash-mouth, run-it-down-your-throat, let's see who's got the better of the wills and pound the football kind of a game. And I found it kind of an old-school, very entertaining football game, even though you did not get a lot of points. And the Ravens right now, with four games to go, Taz, you look at what they have on their schedule. The Patriots are 10-2. The Ravens are 10-2. The Pats, what's left in the next 4 weeks for them? They got the Chiefs at home, at Cincinnati, Bills at home, Dolphins home.
Right.
So three of the next four games for the New England Patriots are up there in Foxborough, and they do have the Bills and the Chiefs left on their schedule. As far as the Baltimore Ravens are concerned, what they have left on their schedule at 10-2, at Buffalo this week, Jets home, at Cleveland, Steelers home.
Yeah. Mm.
So two big rivalry games to close it out. Cleveland was the team that handed them their last loss. Remember, that was down in Baltimore.
Right.
Chubb had their unbelievable game running the football. They've reeled off 8 straight victories since. And then they close out the year on the road in Pittsburgh. And even if that game doesn't have any meaning for Pittsburgh, you know the Steelers will come to play in that game.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is a huge rivalry game. I don't know if they're good enough to beat Baltimore, but that is a huge rivalry game. Both franchises can't stand one another. Both teams can't stand one another. And, you know, Pittsburgh, if there was, say, home field advantage on the line for the Ravens in that game, and if they win, they have it. If they lose, they don't. You would know Pittsburgh will come to play that afternoon.
No doubt. That will be a knuckle-up fist fight. And I got to say, I do think Sunday's game, this coming Sunday, when they travel to Buffalo, I do think that potentially has a chance to be a really good game.
Yeah,
as a Bills fan, I am concerned because of the way they run the ball so well and that we don't have a great run defense. So that is concerning for me, even though we're able to shut down Zeke Elliott for the most part. But still, I'm a little worried because of Ingram and because that dual threat of Ingram. And you don't know what the Lamar Jackson's going to do.
He had over 100 yards rushing yesterday against the 49ers.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, you know, but they could. I mean, it'd be tough for them to win out. For them to win all four games.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to do that.
I mean, I never thought they'd win 8 straight, right?
Right.
I mean, but it probably is going to be difficult for them to then win 12 in a row to close out the regular season.
Asking
a lot.
I agree. Let me ask you a question on teams, just any sport, no matter if it's football, whatever it is. You believe in that, you know, when they say, they do. They've won a lot of games, they do to lose. Like,
I believe in that.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, I do.
I do to a sense. I almost think that, you know, it's better to kind of take a loss instead of carrying that kind of a winning streak going into the postseason. Rather get that loss out of the way, that bad performance out of the way.
Yep.
Because I think it's hard to play that consistently great week in and week out. But even if they take a loss, I mean, listen, the Patriots, with what they're doing offensively right now, I mean, and now Kansas City's defense is nothing to write home about. But, I mean, could the Patriots lose to the Chiefs this week? Yeah, the Patriots could lose to the Chiefs this week up there in Foxborough.
Yeah, no, dude, you know what? I'm so locked into this upcoming Ravens-Bills game that I'm not even thinking that. But you know what? That Chiefs team, man, they're looking like the Chiefs. Mahomes looking like, you know what I mean? Like yesterday, they put it on that Raiders team.
Well, they did, but also the Raiders. I mean, they also couldn't get out of their own way. I mean, you can't turn the football over as many times
early on
in that game. Yeah, I mean, Carr was terrible.
He was
in that
really
game.
Bad. Yeah,
you know, and he really was. But you're right. I mean, the Chiefs are coming back home. You know, they're not coming back home, but
coming back around
in terms of being maybe the team that we expect them to be. Coming into
that's
the season.
My point.
Yeah. No, and I don't disagree with you, but I don't think they're where the Ravens are. And I don't trust them as compared to the Patriots in a big time spot. I think both of those teams deserve to be ahead of them regardless of record.
Good games next Sunday coming up.
It'll be fun.
Some good games.
We'll get more into the Pats and the Pittsburgh Steelers revenge. We'll get into that as well. It's Taz and the Moose with you on a Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.